Can you hear me? I think we are good to go.
Is this what type of music?
Simon! Simon! Simon!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast.
Sapnin. Well, here we are.
Isn't this a surprise?
This is a surprise. This is bonus episode number one of Sapnin Podcast with Sean Smith and my good friend Morgan Richards, aka Mo Dick.
It's me.
Yes, it is. So what we've decided to do is, as we've had this content recorded, locked and loaded for some time, and we've wanted to put it out for a hot minute, we decided, do you know what? Royal Rumble's coming up. Let's check out a bonus episode.
Yes. Correct, Sean.
Thank you. Thank you, Morgan, for agreeing with me. Thanks for coming with me on that.
As you said, we've had this content locked inside a steel cage. Royal Rumble's fast approaching. It's WrestleMania season. You and me are big wrestling fans.
Yep.
So what better time to put this out with a conversation with one of the most entertaining and best professional wrestlers in the world today.
Yes.
The King of Bros.
Former UFC fighter.
Matt Riddle.
Yes.
Yes.
What a lovely, lovely, lovely chap.
Wonderful conversation we had with him a few months back, recorded at Download Festival 2019. We start the conversation with him showing us his arse and a new tattoo he had that very day.
Yes. Girls and boys, you are missing out.
Oh, definitely.
The fact that this isn't a video podcast by missing out on Matt Riddle's arse. It was peachy and taut.
Correct.
Yeah, lovely conversation with Matt Riddle.
Yeah, so basically, as we said, we're massive wrestling fans, and we've mentioned on full episodes of the podcast that we want to do a bit more entertainment kind of stuff and things that aren't your normal music conversations that we've had with a lot of our guests so far. So what better way to start 2020 with a little bonus number of this WWE superstar and former UFC fighter Matt Riddle.
Yes.
We get into all sorts of funny and hilarious conversations. Even if you're not a wrestling fan, I think you'll enjoy it. He talks about some of his biggest musical influences.
Yep.
One of his favorite bands that we were both surprised by.
We were.
He has a great laugh with some of his colleagues in Triple H and the elephant in the room, Goldberg.
Yes, giant man Bill Goldberg.
We talk about transitioning from UFC to the world of professional wrestling and then signing with WWE, because he is someone who has got a lot of creative freedom. They really let him be his own character, and his personality bleeds into everything. Yeah. He does. He walks the ring in flip-flops, but as soon as he gets inside the squared circle, he is, to me, one of the best wrestlers in the world today. So I'm very excited that we've managed to get this out.
Yes, Jesus Christ. You're more positive about Matt Riddle than you've ever been about any bloody musical guest. I am Matt Riddle. I know you're married, but, you know, if you're...
Hey, you know, he's a good wrestler.
Of course Morgan comes out on the secret extra podcast that some people might not realise is out.
If this is your first ever time listening to Sapnin Podcast, hello.
Hiya. Should we introduce ourselves? What we do? Hiya, my name's Sean Smith. I used to be in a band called The Blackout, which did surprisingly well for six Welsh bellends from where I'm from. Did well in the UK. I'm in a band called Raiders now, and I do this podcast as well.
Yes,
Morgan.
With me, Morgan Richards, who is
Mo Dick.
Mo Dick.
I like the way you just accepted that now. Yeah, I'm Mo Dick.
Freelance journalist and wordsmith.
Sean Smith, man. That's who you think.
Wordsmith.
No, Sean. No, Word.
Yeah, all right.
Oh,
okay.
Yes, me.
But anyway, yeah, we have conversations with your favourite bands and other entertainment type guests, I guess is the best way to describe it. It's a lifestyle podcast, really.
Yes.
But anyway, go and check out all our other episodes, because if you are here for the wrestling, then you'll find previous episodes with our good friend Mark Andrews.
Yes.
One with him and his band Junior.
Yes.
We've also talked to the phenomenal Adam Cole.
Bay.
And there's going to be a couple of other people you're interested in. So go and check that out. Social media pages is at Sapnin Pod on Instagram and Twitter.
At SAPPENINPOD. At SAPPENINPOD.
And this episode is actually brought to you by our Patreon page, patreon.com/Sapnin.
Yes.
If you enjoy this or enjoyed anything you've heard from Sapnin Podcast in the past, please make sure to go over there and check it out. Everything that we get back from that Patreon goes into making this podcast bigger and better than before, and gives us the opportunities to do extra bit of content like this bonus episode and spend more time getting the chats of different people you deserve.
Oh, yes. You nailed it right on the head there. So yeah, check out patreon.com/Sapnin, as Morgan said, and join the wonderful community today.
Yes. Right. So without any further ado, this is Matt Riddle backstage at Downloads Festival 2019 with us.
Yes. Sapnin!
Sapnin!
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sapnin.
What up, guys?
Hey,
guys,
bros.
Stick with the gimmick. Our guest is the awesome NXT superstar,
King
Matt
of
Riddle.
Bros.
King of Bros.
The King of Bros. They made me change my name to Original Bro.
This
is the King of Kings.
Even though
I think the King of Kings is Jesus Christ. But hey, whatever. If you Google it, he comes up. I'm just saying.
I wonder who's got a copyright on it. I wonder if it's Triple H or if it is our Lord and Savior Jesus.
I think JC might have this
the
one.
Big Jeezy Creezy's got it.
But in my world, Triple H, basically, my JC.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, if Vince McMahon and God can have a wrestling match, then Triple H and Jesus Christ can.
Yeah, that makes sense. Seems legit.
I didn't expect this to go this way so soon.
Neither did I. I hope I don't lose my job.
How are you? How is the Download Festival experience being so far?
Hey, it's been good. I got a little panther boy on my butt, a little tattoo. The wife should like that, maybe. Or maybe she'll hate it. I don't know.
Does she know yet?
No. No, because she's in Vegas. She's in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
And the 8-hour time difference. So like,
she's going to wake up to a picture of you or us with a...
Well, yeah, most likely. But yeah, it's been good. You know, flew here yesterday, easy flight, got in last night, hung out with some British Strong Style boys.
Nice, cool.
Mixed it up, down at the lobby.
Nice.
And went to bed, now we're here.
Yeah, sorry
talking
about the weather.
Lads.
Sorry it's so terrible, the weather.
Oh, I don't care, it's England, this is what it is.
We've got to mention, I know it is muddy and stuff, but you're not wearing flip-flops, you're wearing wellies.
Bro, dude. I was not going to wear wellies, but because I had to wrestle later, they're like, you can't get your feet muddy and dirty. Now, afterwards, I might go out into the pit barefoot and just get crazy.
Nice.
My GoPro that for the fans, the peeps. Good,
yeah.
Classic content, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't just flick them off. No. That would be solid.
I feel
solid.
Like I stepped on your wire, too.
That's all good. So all good.
Right.
Yeah, you
We're
can't
good.
Just... You can't flick them off. That'll be...
Dude, I can barely get these things off. My feet are killing me. I hate shoes and boots so bad. Like, I'm suffocated right now,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah. Yeah, but of course, you come to NXT now for the last couple of months after mm-hmm. being a huge independent star for years, just traveling the globe, learning your craft and everything. How's the difference being from the independent circuit to working at the Performance Center and under the WWE banner?
Yeah, honestly, it's just a different level of professionalism. Not that the indies were bad or anything, but like now, like when I show up to work, I gotta show up a certain way, even though they do let me get away with a lot of stuff because it's me. But, but you know, it's just things are a little more professional, more efficient, more time, more thought out, more planned, and I think in turn it's made me more of a professional, so it's just made me better, you know. And like I said, they let me kind of get away with a lot, so
yeah.
still get to be me. I still, you know, wear flip-flops and hang out, and yeah, it's good. Enough has changed, but not too much.
Okay.
And it's a good change. It's a professional change.
Yeah.
What is what's Matt Riddle's favorite music? Like, I know we're at this metal festival and I you like some of this, but what?
I like hip-hop. Nice. I like some heavy metal, you know. Yeah, I mean, I think I like a lot of different musics, you know. I like the classics. I like classical music.
Nice.
Just get some instrumentals in there. You know, I like my intro music. That's
yeah,
not bad.
It is a good beat.
I do miss my old one from the indies, though, the Regulate.
Yeah.
By Warren G. Yeah, it was a good one.
Who would you say is your favorite artist?
Favorite artist. If I was going to pick one, it would have to be Tenacious D.
Awesome. I wasn't expecting that.
Well, you know, because I feel like they hit a lot of notes. You know, they're funny, but they can jam.
That's cool.
And I'm like that. Like, I feel like if I was a chick, I'd want, like, a funny guy, you know? But, like, in my music, I like a funny guy, you know? Make me laugh.
Jack
and entertain
Black.
Me, yeah.
Jack Black,
we
the man for Matt.
We got Jables and KG, you know? They're living tenaciously.
I really didn't expect that.
No,
I was expecting a Snoop Dogg.
I like him, too. He's not bad.
I think, Nah, I don't like Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. I've been listening to this one guy. I think his name might be E-40.
E-40, yeah.
I think he has a song called Bitch Please.
Yep.
And he's, it's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah,
it's catchy.
I like E-40,
Well, what I was going to mention is, of course, you touched on it there, that NXT is still letting you be yourself and having your characteristics and personality really bleed through just on screen and off and everything in between. You've come from a mixed martial arts and UFC background. How do you feel that going to the pro wrestling world, do you think you've been able to express yourself a lot more in this industry?
Yeah, I can express myself a lot more. Not only that, I get to work a lot more. MMA, I'd fight 3 times a year, maybe do one of these things once or 3 times a year, you know. Well, in pro wrestling, every weekend there's something going on. Every week there's something going on. So TV's on, like, it's busy. And like for someone like me, I like being busy. I like doing stuff. I like interacting with people. So like for me, this is like perfect, and I'm much happier doing what I do. Like even I think there's a thing where somebody said I might want to fight again, and Triple H is like, I don't think he does, but if he wants to, he can. I definitely don't want to like fight again, not because I'm afraid, but it's like I just see no need, and I did it. It was fun. But even when I look back at it, I'm like, what was I thinking? Like that's insane. But you know, I'm really happy with what I do, you know. And now I'm busy. I get to do it all the time, and everybody I work with, like NXT UK crew, everybody at NXT US, it's like, it's really great, you know. It's the gang I want to be a part of.
Nice.
Yeah, that's just great to hear that you could just be yourself with it all as well and just adapt the character to that new audience.
That's it. That's it.
Where do you see yourself going from here? What's your plans now moving forward? Are you going to make a beeline for the championship?
You know, if it was up to me, yeah. I mean, I want belts. Titles. Championships.
Yes,
I think the email went out where we can call belts, though.
I think there's an email.
I got the other email from a while back.
Me going, championships, yeah. Championships.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's a text. But, yeah, I mean, you always want to win a title. And, I think the next one would probably be the NXT Championship. I've already beaten Adam Cole once. Yeah. I've beaten Roderick. You know, I'm pretty sure I could beat Kyle and Bobby. So So I feel like I've beaten all of them. I should get a title shot, you know?
Nice.
So, but I think I probably won't get it. I think somebody might rematch him again, maybe.
Okay.
You never know.
All right.
You never know.
Cool. Yeah. Well, there's one thing we have to talk about. It's the elephant in the room.
We've got a question here from Mr. William Goldberg. And he's saying,
Old Willie. Yeah, man. Hey, I'm just not a big fan. I'm not a big fan of his work.
Yeah,
I think he's really dangerous and unsafe. And this isn't just the last match. This has been his whole career.
Yeah.
He's hurt himself. He's hurt others. So I'm just not a huge fan of that. And then I feel like he's cashed in on MMA, like as a ring announcer and other things. When he can't fight, he can barely throw a Muay Thai knee in a clinch.
Yeah.
So it's like, to me, it's just embarrassing. And that's it. I had to call him out. I couldn't help it anymore. And that knee bar, he got me. That knee bar. Set it off. He did it to himself. Okay, and then he headbutted a door before he did it all to himself.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, that video of you saying about the knee bar online has just gone viral, and I think a lot of people are appreciating the humor of that.
Yeah.
So.
You know, I think don't get me wrong. I've gotten some threats too. The Goldberg bands, they can't spell and they're mean, but. I've been threatened, but mostly positive. People are like keeping it real, bro, and that's my thing. I think that's like my thing at NXT and even here. It's like I'm just real. Like there's nothing fake about me. Like from my life to my family to my fighting to wrestling, there's nothing fake about me. You know?
Have you heard of William? Have you heard of Billy?
He's blocked you on social media.
He blocked me years ago, though.
You've got previous.
Oh yeah, I've spoken about this before. People know how I feel. It's just now that I'm with WWE, it went a little more viral this time. And with Super Showdown, I picked the right time to strike.
But with all that, who would be the dream opponent for Matt Riddle? Because a lot of fans online would love to see you and Lesnar in the ring, I'm sure. Yeah. But like, is there anyone in particular you've seen?
I think dream match. The Lesnar one is like, I just want what he has. I want his title. I want his reputation. I want that. I want to retire him. I want to take the torch, you know?
Yeah.
So I love that match, and I think it'll be great. But dream match, and I think if I get the right guy on the right day, we could. I would say probably Cesaro.
Oh, okay.
I think me and him, I think we're both like the same size. We're both really athletic and do whatever we want when we want. And when you put two guys in the ring that are like that size, especially different styles, me being MMA, him being pro wrestling, but athletic pro wrestling, athletic MMA. I think it's like that's money as well.
Fantastic.
Yeah, awesome. You know? Yeah, well, with that now, what's the plan for Matt Riddle going forward? Any little surprises or little goals you've set yourself?
I mean, I'll be honest, we did some tapings the other day, and I think they might be mad at me because of the Goldberg things, because it didn't play out too well. I am working, though. I'm doing stuff.
Okay.
But,
well, that's the main thing.
Yeah, we all want to see more of Matt Riddle.
Oh, definitely. On everything.
Yeah, you're a breath of fresh air in the scene. So.
Oh, thanks, guys. I appreciate
it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, this has been an absolute pleasure. So,
cool. Yeah, thank you very much for coming on.
Bros, thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers, man. Thanks.
That was awesome. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Sabin Podcast!
Bro!
Bro.
Ah, see what I did? Use his catchphrase, which is a word. Imagine having. We have. Sabin!
Bro!
Bro, it doesn't work.
No.
Yes, that was the wonderful Matthew Riddle of WWE fame.
Yes.
And what a chap.
Oh, I was so happy we got to talk with him.
Yes.
Literally, I've said it already, but he's probably one of my favourite wrestlers going at this time.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to see what he's got lined up now for the Royal Rumble and WrestleMania season and going forward in 2020.
Royal Rumble and be one-on-one with Brock Lesnar.
Well, that's he said there, you know, obviously the dream match is Brock Lesnar. I'm surprised he mentioned Cesaro as well as one that he really wants like a proper match with. I think that would be really interesting to the wrestling fans. Yeah.
Cesaro has not been utilized, I don't think, in WWE the way he should, because he has the potential to be one of the biggest stars, just with his wrestling technique alone.
Yeah, and he loves a good coffee.
Yes, I did see his Instagram
a long
ago. He
loves a coffee. But thanks again to WWE and Matt Riddle for taking time out.
Cheers, Vince.
Backstage at a Download Festival. As we've said, we're both massive wrestling fans, and we'd like a couple more things like this now going forward. I was looking through our kind of like back catalogue of stuff and realised that, you know, we've got this, so perfect time to put it out.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm happy we did.
Yes, let's get Stone Cold on a podcast. I'd like The Rock. I'd like Hulk Hogan. I'd like Ricochet.
Yeah.
A lot of people would not have viewed Ricochet, but might have viewed Ricochet. He's fantastic. There's loads. Like, there's loads. Oh, Seth.
Yeah. The Seth, obviously.
I'd love to talk to Seth about music.
Yeah, that's true as well. Yeah, massive, like, Parkway Drive.
And Pierce the Veil and
stuff.
Yeah,
Parkway Drive fan, Taking Back Sunday fan, so obviously we'd get on.
Yeah, I like that. Oh, yeah. me and Seth, we big muckers.
I've been in a room with Seth, but I've never met him properly. But
do you know what? I heard him say on somebody else's podcast exactly the same thing about you.
Oh, obviously,
he said, I was in a room the other day with Morgan Richards, but I haven't met him.
No, that's the thing, isn't it?
But Seth, we can make those dreams come true.
We can. I've had a couple of wonderful conversations with his good mate Roman Reigns and Becky Lynch. So, Seth, if you want to, you know, have the Morgan Richards experience, let me know.
Oh, if you fancy Mo Dick, if you fancy get in touch with us at sapnipodcast@gmail.com. Also, if you want to suggest any guests or topics, or you have any questions for us about wrestling, music, any of the guests we've had, my time in a band, Morgan's time doing journalism and stuff, get in touch with us on Twitter or Instagram at sapnipod. That's at sapnipod.
Yes, and let us know what other kind of guests you would like. If there's more wrestling guests, a certain kind of music industry thing we haven't really touched too much on, maybe you'd like some like movie stars, maybe you'd like some rappers. Maybe
I'd like some movie stars and rappers. Where are you getting these people from? Or get us some.
Fine, but I'd also like some like drag queens on.
This is the episode. Wait. Yeah, go on.
Oh, no, that's every episode because I'm on. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Anyway, so thanks for listening to this. Again, it's brought to you by our Patreon, patreon.com/sapnin.
I love
everyone
you.
Everyone on there means the absolute world to us. And yeah, everything that goes into the Patreon helps us make this podcast bigger and better than ever before, and lets us basically stop doing other things so we can do more bonus episodes and everything like that to get you all the content you could possibly want.
Yes, that would be fantastic.
So
yeah.
I'm now
thank you very much if you've got this far.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Matt Riddle to invite us to WrestleMania 36 in Tampa, Florida. So if any of, you know, WWE wrestlers are listening to this and fancy, do you know what? Sean Morgan can follow my whole weekend experience and document it in podcast form. I think we'd be up for it.
Yes, I can confirm we would be up for that. As long as they covered flights and accommodation as well, because I am scared. But anyway, thank you very much if you've got this far. As always, we love you and we appreciate you giving us a chance. We understand there could be other things you're listening to, and I wouldn't blame you if you listen to them, but thank you very much. Thank you very much to WWE, Matt Riddle. Thank you very much to Morgan for existing. This is the end. Sapnin!
Check out every episode properly every Friday.
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast with Sean Smith and Morgan Richards. Thank you very much for downloading this podcast or streaming it, or I don't know what else you do with podcasts. Thank you very much.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.